A lot of first-time visitors to the Grand Canyon gaze into the abyss for a moment and then ask a park ranger, "So how old is it?" Geologists have several answers to that question. Many say the Colorado River started carving the canyon about 5 to 6 million years ago. They have lots of studies to back up that assertion. A few have said it could be as old as 19 million years. But now a new study says it's much older than that. The new findings say the chasm could have been formed 70 million years ago. That would mean the Grand Canyon had its genesis back in the age of the dinosaur.
I'm Rebecca Flowers, and I'm an assistant professor at the University of Colorado Boulder in the Department of Geological Sciences.
And author of the study, which was published a few weeks ago in the journal Science. She and a researcher from the California Institute of Technology used a tool to date the age of rocks in the western part of the canyon.
So we used a radiometric dating method that involved determining the amounts of uranium and thorium and helium inside individual crystals of a phosphate mineral called apatite. And so essentially we used the radioactive decay of uranium and thorium to helium to date these minerals.
And according to Flowers, the amount of those minerals left behind in the rock are a function of temperature, which is cooler near the surface of the Earth.
That allows us to infer how much time has passed since those minerals within that rock got close to the surface. And in this case, our data say that those rocks were very cold for a very long time. And really the only way to do that in this setting is to have the rocks close to the surface due to there being a big canyon present there by 70 million years.
Well, their data is very interesting, undoubtedly will mean something, but I think, frankly, that their conclusion is implausible.
William Dickinson is an emeritus professor of geosciences at the University of Arizona. He says there's a lot of geologic evidence that the Western Grand Canyon is, at the most, 19 million years old. And the isotopic evidence used by Flowers and her colleague?
They're not, I would say, fully tested. They have the data, and they have to do some pretty fancy rocket science to figure out what it means. If I were faced with the data they were, I would have said, look, let's take the geologic evidence for the age of the canyon and then let's use that as leverage to learn how to interpret the helium isotope data.
Well, I guess I should say that I knew the results were going to be controversial.
Rebecca Flowers.
Actually somewhat surprised, yes, definitely surprised by the amount of attention that it has received.
It's not just the canyon's age that's up for debate in the world of geology. It's also how the canyon was formed. Many scientists have long believed that the chasm was cut into the Colorado Plateau by the Colorado River, flowing westward from the snows of the Rockies and toward the Sea of Cortez. But the new study from Rebecca Flowers proposes that an ancient river carved the Grand Canyon and that it likely moved west to east. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.